In this bulletin, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson denies lying to the Queen to suspend Parliament. Bipartisan government support for securing the release of three Australians detained in Iran. And in tennis, former world number one Andy Murray receives a wild card into the Shanghai Masters. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson denies lying to Queen Elizabeth II when advising her to suspend Parliament for 5 weeks. The question comes after Scotland's High Court on Wednesday ruled the Parliament made an unlawful attempt to avoid democratic scrutiny, with opposing politicians also believing Mr Johnson did it in order to limit Parliament's time to discuss his Brexit plans or force a no deal. Mr Johnson is denying all claims and says he brought in the Queen's speech because Britain needs to plan its domestic policies.
We've been going on in this Parliament now for longer than any time since the Civil War. We need a Queen's speech. We need to get on with things. And Parliament will have time, both before and after that crucial summit on October 17th, 18th, to talk about the Brexit deal. I'm very hopeful that we will get a deal, as I say, at that crucial summit.
A Northern Irish rights campaigner will appeal to Belfast's High Court, arguing Britain's exit from the EU without a deal contravenes Northern Ireland's 1998 peace accord. The court has dismissed the case, but lawyer Kieran O'Hare says his client is hopeful it will pass the appeals process and be heard in the Supreme Court next week. There are two other cases against Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Brexit strategy being discussed in the Supreme Court next week. At least 10 people have been killed in a stampede at an election rally in Mozambique, with 85 others injured. The stampede broke out when President Philippe Nyusi addressed the crowds in a stadium in the northeastern city of Nampala. The cause of the stampede remains unknown. However, the country's atmosphere has been tense in the run-up to the October 15 elections. Mozambique police have ordered an inquiry into the tragedy, with concerns violence is escalating. Australian politicians and the public have shown support for three Australians detained in Iran. Perth bloggers Mark Firkin and Jolie King have been named as the two of three Australians being held in Tehran's Evin jail. The couple are charged with flying a drone without a licence, but there's speculation the arrest may be related to Australia's presence in the Persian Gulf. But Australian National University Middle East Studies expert Amin Sakal says the link between the two is unclear.
Australia is viewed as a very close ally of the United States in Iran, and of course in the region. But at this stage, we really don't have any basis on which we could rely to establish that there's a direct link between what Australia is doing in terms of its participation in the naval mission and the Iranian reaction to it.
Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has returned to fire-ravaged Queensland amid concerns weather conditions may plunge the state into crisis. Ms Palaszczuk returned from an international trip early to return to Queensland, where she visited fire crews and volunteers in Peruggian. Firefighters are working to extinguish around 70 fires continuing to burn in Queensland, with hot conditions expected over the weekend. The Premier is urging Queenslanders to be on alert and listen to authorities.
We expect temperatures to be on average between 5 and 8 degrees higher than they have been previously. Now, what that means is very dry conditions, roughly up to half of the state.
In tennis, former world number one Andy Murray will return to the Shanghai Masters for the first time since 2016. The Scotsman received a wild card entry into the tournament, with the three-time Shanghai champion hoping to return to singles form after having a career-saving hip surgery in January. The 32-year-old recorded his first two wins since having the operation at the Rafa Nadal Open Challenger last month. Murray says he's hopeful he will have the same success in Shanghai as he has in the past. Let's check out the weather for tomorrow. Partly cloudy in Perth and 25, sunny in Adelaide, also 25, sunny as well for Melbourne, 19 degrees. In Hobart, much the same, 18. In Canberra, fine weather as well, 22. In Wollongong, much the same, 20 degrees. Fine weather continues in Sydney, 21, much the same for Newcastle, 22. In Brisbane, sunny as well, 29 degrees. In Cairns, sunny and 29. And in Darwin, also sunny and 32 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.